This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul cannot get elected. I'm sorry to tell you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food he wants.
Robert Scott Bell.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for everybody.
I don't think there's any doubt he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I was just going to say I'm buzzing from the United States Health Freedom Congress, and my guest this hour gives me a cue about vibration. And I'm like, how does she know? This, you know, that's Super Don. We're going to have an interesting hour because you know who's coming on board with us this hour, don't you? If Super Don is here, he's disappeared.
Mute
there
button.
He is.
Yes, yeah. yes. I got the behind-the-scenes clue as to who's going to be on this hour.
Yes, Ann Archer Butcher, author of Inner Guidance, just a wonderful spirit friend. And Our Divine Birthright is the subtitle under Inner Guidance. And why do I have Ann here? Well, partly because I'm visiting. I'm out in Chanhassen, Minnesota. I just finished up in Northfield, Minnesota at St. Olaf College, where we hosted the United States Health Freedom Congress. It was really a great spirit of cooperation of people that really love liberty and particularly health freedom, coming together, working together, strategizing together. And there are a lot of threats to liberty. And I think ultimately what we're talking about is an issue of spiritual freedom, fundamental freedom, that when we are forced into treatments for ourselves or our children that violate our religious or spiritual beliefs, that's a fundamental violation. And so I find it absolutely fascinating when we talk about what I was doing last week, thanks to Ann, at the IANS conference. This was the International Association for Near-Death Studies, and we had some amazing interviews in addition to ones Ann connected me with. And Ann, I want to thank you for letting them know about me and my NDE, that I could come out of the NDE closet last week.
You are so welcome. They loved you.
We had an amazing time, and I was, was I a little nervous? I think I was okay. It was just kind of a different thing for me. Obviously, yeah. I've been talking about health freedom and healing and stuff.
Yeah, you didn't seem nervous, but it was a really cool story.
Yeah, and the stories that we got at the conference. Anna, you've been at the IANS conference a few times?
Yes, I've spoken there several times, and I heard, by the way, that you were amazing. They loved your story. They loved that you were there live doing interviews, and the fact that you actually had your own near-death experience when you were young was really cool for them, because, you know, on the badges at that conference, you're actually wearing a little tag. Mm-hmm. If you've had a near-death experience, it says experiencer.
Yeah, this was kind of cool. It's not a Jimi Hendrix thing, are you experienced? I don't think it's the same thing. But when I got there, they had a speaker thing on my badge, but they didn't have that. And I saw all these people with experiencer. I was like, wait a second, I think that means someone who's had an NDE. And I went back to the registry. I said, hello, I've had an NDE. And they said, oh my gosh, you're supposed to have one of these too.
That's so great. When
you meet somebody there, you can know right away whether they've had an NDE, because there are folks that are just curious about it and haven't, and they want to talk to you about it.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that come to the IANS, the International Association for Near-Death Studies, conferences and local events, state by state, all over the country, because they want to hear from people who know firsthand what it's like to be on the other side, who have experienced that vibrational world, who understand more who we really are, that understand the mysteries and the magic of life from a different perspective. And so they come to hear from people who know. It's a lot like what you do here, you know, really exposing the truth and breaking through that barrier, the veil that people don't understand what's really going on, and they live kind of in an illusion.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, we're going to go outside the box with Ty Bollinger a little later, as we do each and every hump day, as it's called, the middle of the week here. And, what you know, at the IONS conference, Ann, what was so fascinating to me is that there were people from every religious background. I mean, I met Christians from every different aspect of Christianity. I met many Jewish people. I met some Buddhists, some people that had Islamic background. It was amazing. And so it was like, if there's an exclusivity on NDE, there isn't one in terms of whatever 501c3 church, religion, or mosque, whatever you go to. And I found that, for the most part, people got along very well. Really respected people because people had these experiences, and it was different than, how would you say, they might have their dogma and their beliefs coming in, but an experience like dying and seeing what it's like on the other side and coming back, it transformed these people. And one of the things that I think was the most profound is that they've lost not only the fear of death, but in some cases, maybe also simultaneously a fear of living. And fear is such a driving factor, not only in terms of preventing us or getting in our way for what we're here to do, but also it's used against us to manipulate and control us by those that want to have power over us.
Well, I think fear is probably the most limiting emotion that we can allow ourselves to participate in. And oftentimes we think that fear is something that you can't avoid, that it's there because there's something going on that's frightening. But in fact, when we come to learn who we really are, when we understand our true nature and the hugeness of that, the fear goes away. And, you know, you're kind of leading me into one of the stories in my book, because it's the biggest fear of all. It's facing a shark in the open waters of the ocean, and what happened to me and how I dealt with that fear, to me, was one of the most compelling aspects of the book.
By the way, the book is Inner Guidance. I'm sorry, we got Inner Guidance, Our Divine Birthright, and it's available on Amazon, and we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Ann has been on here, by the way, a number of times, and just the interviews are so great. Super Don, you're always in amazement with the stories that she has to share. I don't know if there was a favorite one that we might get to today, but be thinking about that. But here's one of the reviews from Leading Edge Review about the book. Inner Guidance, Our Divine Birthright is a truly intriguing, inspiring, and insightful read for anyone, regardless of their faith or belief system. I mean, that's what I'm saying. This isn't about, you know, one religion or not. This is about people having experiences, and the stories you share are so empowering. And if we talk about fear, yeah, a fear of being in the open water and sharks coming to get you. I mean, it isn't just Peter Benchley and Jaws and Steven Spielberg that set that up. I mean, that's a primal fear.
It is. And, you know, I think it helps if we look at life from the perspective of, there are sharks everywhere. They're not just in the open waters of the ocean. There are sharks everywhere. There are things that are trying to take us away from our truth and our direction in life and our mission to be the best we can be and achieve our highest and greatest potential in this lifetime. But for me, it came right down to, I got pulled out by a riptide off the coast of South Carolina, and I was pulled way out in the ocean. And before I knew what happened, I looked to my left and faced my biggest potential fear. There was a shark coming right at me.
And you love the water, as I did growing up. Swimming is like heavenly, right?
Yes,
being in that water, being
absolutely
out in the ocean. And you would that wasn't unusual for you to be in the ocean swimming.
No, and I wasn't even afraid of being pulled out that far, because I knew somehow I could make my way back. I am a strong swimmer. That wasn't my concern at all. But, you know, when I saw the shark, it's like, wait a minute. You know, how do you face a shark? Do they have a soft underbelly? You know, did anybody ever face a shark and come out with all their limbs intact? And all I wanted was the hand of God to reach down and lift me up out of the waters, because I was scared half to death.
Yeah. And so it didn't happen that way, but it almost did. I mean, it's something so extraordinary. We talk about being saved in that moment. You pray, you petition. You know, you scream out, help, right?
Right.
And the thing is...
Well, I'm a little different than that. What I wanted to do was fight. I wanted to fight. It's like, can I kick it in the eye? What do you do? What do you do? And at the same time, I'm treading water out there, because I'm way over my head in the deep water. And what what happened right in the middle of my thoughts of how do I fight and potentially win in a fight with the shark, though I knew my chances weren't good, and I could see the headline, Daughter Eaten on Christmas Day.
Oh,
I knew my mother was going to hate that. You know, Mom would have really, really been upset for the rest of her days.
Yes.
But instead, I heard this quiet voice say, turn away from the shark. It's like saying, don't look at the fear,
right?
Turn away from the shark. Turn your head away, don't look, and lie down flat and bob like a log in the ocean. And part of me thought, wait a minute, it's going to eat me like a french fry if I just lie there straight
up. Oh, it'll be a snack for this thing.
Right, yeah. But it was stronger than turn away, lie down flat, bob like a log in the ocean. And I found myself compelled to do it. It wasn't a thought or a decision that I had to make. It was like there was nothing else in the world to do. And I actually felt relaxed for a moment, like I'm just going to bob here. It doesn't matter.
Mm.
Nothing matters. Time stood still. But suddenly I was hit from underneath really hard. My heart began to pound right out of my body. And yet instead of being pulled under and thrashed about, as I, you know, suspected any moment would happen, I found myself somehow flying through the air.
Oh, my gosh. That's not a normal shark interaction.
No, and I, of course, didn't know how that was possible and what was going on, but I was flying through the air in the direction of the beach, which I was just amazed. I have no idea how I am not in the water. I am not in the water, and I am flying across the surface. And suddenly, I began to fall into the water again, and I was hit from underneath again. And right in front of me, I saw a dolphin rising up, and I realized, oh, my God, it is the most absolute perfection that the dolphins heard my plea to lift me straight up out of the ocean, and they were carrying me to the beach. And when they got me to the point where I was in waist-deep water, they actually surrounded me. I mean, Scott, they'd already rescued me. They could have left at any moment.
Right.
Instead, they surrounded me, and they did this beautiful circular thing all around me. And I just stood there crying and saying thank you and being filled with gratitude. And then they took turns touching my body and then doing more And I realized they're changing me. It's like they're changing my vibration somehow. It's so uplifting. It's so beautiful. They were so delighted with themselves, and I was delighted with the moment. And yet still my heart was pounding. I've now faced a riptide, a shark, dolphin rescue, and now something's happening with them, and I know I'm being changed forever. And then eventually they turned on their tails, and they went away in pairs backwards away from me, and with me crying and saying goodbye and thank you. It was beautiful.
And I understand there was somebody on the beach that saw it happen.
Oh, many people. It was Christmas Day. There were so many people on the beach. It was amazing. They were clapping and cheering and running in the water to say, oh my gosh, do you work with the dolphins?
Folks, is this help available for you when you're in trouble, when you're afraid? We'll talk more with Ann Archer, the author of Inner Guidance, Our Divine Birthright, and continue bringing the power to heal back where it belongs.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I'm here with dolphin trainer and author Ann Archer Butcher, author of Inner Guidance, Your Divine Birthright. And I was asking the question, because this is an amazing story, getting saved by dolphins. People might be saying, well, could that happen, really? And much less, could it happen to me? What if I'm in trouble? Could I get that kind of response? A lot of people petition and pray and, you know, wonder, will it be answered? In this case, the question is, how is it possible? Also, you know, was anybody on the shore saying, how is that possible? I mean, they saw it.
Yeah, you're right. One of the things that happened was that immediately I wanted to change the narrative. I wanted to change the story. I wanted to believe that the shark was never there. Now, the reason I wanted to believe that was because we don't want to have to face fear. We want to think, oh, I was just scared. No, there was no reason. I was just pulled out by Riptide.
Mm-hmm.
So a woman stepped forward. As I said, she asked me, do you work with the dolphins? When I was rescued, and because of them twirling all around me and doing all that stuff. And I said, no, not at all. They rescued me from a Riptide. That's
what you said right then and there.
Right.
You'd already put the shark out of your mind.
Already done it. Yeah. Already said, no fears. No, mm-hmm. That never happened.
Yeah.
And an old man stepped forward,
yeah,
and he said, those dolphins saved your life. There was a shark coming right at you, and I saw it. I thought you were about to be eaten on Christmas Day.
So much for putting it out of your mind.
And I was like, oh, no, that's what I thought, too, but I didn't want to believe it was true. And yet, that is life. If we recognize that there are the sharks everywhere, and yet, oh, my gosh, you know, the rescue was so powerful, so beautiful, so amazing, and the question is that available to everyone?
That is the question.
And the answer is yes. That's why the subtitle of the book, it's not just In Our Guidance, it's Our Divine Birthright. Every single one of us has the power to connect with all the wisdom of the universe, all the answers that might be eluding us, all the twists and turns that could change our life forever are waiting just a hair's breadth away between now and our asking for guidance and being willing and open to receive it. Now, of course, I was extraordinarily open in that particular situation, but we can sit down and just quietly ask, just have this quiet time of saying, I want help, I want wisdom.
When you're out of crisis, not when the shark is about to eat you.
Hey, that is not a good time to practice.
Get practice first, folks. Also, you know, again, coming back to IANs, that's what I found was that a lot of these people that had these near-death experiences, a lot of them had no connection to any of this, and suddenly it was thrust upon them, death, right?
Yeah.
There were a couple of people who were open from childhood and continued with that. But I guess the question is, because a lot of folks will say, you know, I think it's kind of cool to know what life would be like on the other side and not to be afraid, but do I have to die to get that kind of information?
Yeah, and the answer is absolutely not. Now, what we're talking about is the IANS event that you went to, International Association for Near-Death Studies, and here's a place where people come who've had all kinds of near-death experiences. It's awesome to hear them, but there's the other group of people who come and ask exactly what you just said, Scott. Do I have to die to experience this? How do I know this truth for myself? And the answer is you absolutely don't. The universe is conspiring for our greatest good at every moment.
Mm-hmm.
It wants nothing more than for us to ask and be living in concert where we recognize we're not alone. We never were alone. We were never meant to be alone. And that wisdom, that guidance, and that protection is with us in every moment, regardless of our background, religion, no religion, spiritual path, lack of spiritual path, awareness or lack of awareness. It doesn't matter. We're all great spiritual beings. We're all vibrating masses of light and sound. And we are here with one intent, and that is to love and be loved.
That is that love coming back, and that's where all the folks were telling me on the other side. They said, I felt the love. And I certainly felt that. I talked about my experience on the air last week that was just such a loving place. The energy was vibrating love and acceptance and peace and all of these things. And everybody, you know, I communicated with outside of the one woman who had the suicide story that said it wasn't so pleasant, but there was love ultimately that rescued her and brought her back, which is such a powerful message for those who have lost loved ones to a most tragic circumstance.
Well, that same woman that you interviewed who had the suicide experience, I interviewed her too. And one of the things I was impressed with and I thought was a great thing for people to understand is that even though she had committed suicide, she died and went into the inner world, she was showered with love. It was still all about love, forgiveness, tolerance, and that she could go back and she could do better.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for some people, they don't make it back, but the message is still the same. We are all love. That's all there is.
Beautiful. Vitamin L on tap here on the Robert Scott Bell Show tonight with Ann Archer Butcher. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive. And as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, the kind of vitamin L I like to talk about, Ann, on this show. It could go into an area where people are going, oh, they talk about love on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Listen, I love to talk about love, and I think people get it. Love is rock and roll, too. I mean, it's all of that. It's all encompassing. It's the thing that connects us all. But as you said on the break, we were talking about this. It's the most powerful force in the universe. There's nothing wimpy about love.
No, it is not. Love actually has the power to heal. You know that, right?
Yes.
Love has the power to heal. Love has the power to heal hearts. Love has the power to change the universe, and it certainly has the power to change us. As we change our vibrations, as we resonate more with our true nature, as these beings of love into the world, we attract a different life to ourselves. We attract new circumstances. We attract people who hold the clues that we might need for our health and our healing and our happiness and our success.
Right.
And so there's nothing airy-fairy about love. It's a powerful force that we can actually use to harness our own greatest potential.
Right, right. Well, indeed, there's a lot of folks, and of course, we're all over the world with this show, and we've got listeners in the UK on UK Health Radio, too. And, you know, to honor the concept of health, you brought up health and healing, which, of course, I love. And there were a lot of stories at IANS from people who had the near-death experiences, and they came back, and they were either healed or they were guided to healers.
Yes.
They found new ways to heal, very often holistically inclined, although, you know, allopathic medicine could be used, too, when appropriate. There's a story here about RX for Seniors Health, and it says, upbeat view and less stress. And this to me is, people don't know, it's a spiritual concept.
Yeah, it is.
That they're saying here. This is, you know, when the mind-body-spirit connection. Mm-hmm. They're not talking about a drug. They're talking about you having an upbeat view of the future, reducing stress. What is that, really?
It's really about trust, that we trust that the universe is conspiring for our greatest good in every moment. When we begin to actually have that trust, we recognize we're not alone. That's why Inner Guidance has as the subtitle, Our Divine Birthright, because we have this connection with the universe, and everything that can and will help us, but only if we open the door, and we open the door for our own attitudes. It's the power of the attitude that makes all the difference. So an upbeat attitude means that we trust that we're being taken care of and that every moment can be better than the last and that there's always a way. And we, therefore, have let the sunlight in. And everything can change vibrationally.
So, Super Don, anytime I have a bad attitude, when we battle the bat, you can kick
Never.
Me and remind me of what Ann said.
See, now I've got the excuse now. See?
Yes, you do.
You got support.
Yes, right, I do. I have great support in Super Don and Captain Morgan too, and I appreciate, love them, and trust them too, which is a great thing. And trusting the universe. So that's an interesting concept. And you said it this way: trust that the universe is conspiring. Now, when we hear the word conspiring, we think of plots and, you know, overthrows, and we don't think of what's conspiring for our greatest benefit.
Yeah. You know, it's sort of like we're here in the lower worlds. This is the earth plane. It's got duality. It's got night, day, good, bad, cold, hot, light, dark. But there is this overview of our power and who we really are vibrationally. We are great spiritual beings. That's what you come out of the IANS conference, the near-death conference, knowing that we are great spiritual beings, that we are here to fulfill our own greatest purpose, and that nothing should really stand in our way. But the whole physical universe is trying to stand in our way. There's misinformation. There's falsehoods. There's difficulties. There's sharks at every turn, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Sharks everywhere you look. And yet, behind it all, there's this great force that's conspiring for our greatest good, trying to break through that hard shell and show that there's constantly mystery and magic and mystical events occurring for our greatest good. When we wake up to that, when we begin to see the world from that view, it's like you just read, the upbeat attitude. We begin to see that, suddenly the universe shows its hand, and it's like, hey, maybe not for other people, but for us, everything is happening synergistically. There's all kinds of cool things coming from everywhere. I know, Super Don, one of your favorite stories is the elephant story, and that's a perfect example in my book of the elephant showing up at the exact moment. And my book is outrageous. I know my book is outrageous. about, I heard from an 84-year-old woman who said she couldn't write me online. She found me online through her son. She couldn't do it herself, and the note says that, I'm 84 years old. My son is writing this note. I'm old, and I want to know before I die, is the elephant story true?
Wow.
I was like,
is that outrageous?
Is that the only one that you that you wonder about? But the elephant story shows us that at every turn, there's just the most improbable things are going to happen when we open ourselves to it, when we're willing and ready. And what that means is drop the negative attitude.
Yeah. Drop the expectation that the life is out to get you, as opposed to it's out to support you.
Yeah.
It's out for your best. And, you know, that's us breaking a pattern that runs pretty deep. And we talk about collective conscious, if you will, even because there's a lot of politics going on out there to try and, you know, foment fear, divisiveness, division. Certainly we can focus our attention on that and get more of it. Or we can, it's not that it isn't real, it's happening too, but to put attention on it feeds it in a sense. So wouldn't you want to place your attention elsewhere?
Yeah. You know, right now in politics, I think what we have is a perfect example of mud wrestling. You know, they're mud wrestling right now. And so a lot of dirt is going to fly in every direction. A lot of mud is being thrown about. But we'll get beyond that. Soon we'll begin to see the characters emerge. And that's always the way it is. There are times when, you know, the kids are playing in the mud. We'll see what happens next.
Yeah, and don't take it all too personally, right?
Yeah.
Also, there's another story about here, and this is kind of funny. Would Americans be healthier if all doctors were required to learn about nutrition? Wait. You mean they don't learn about nutrition? This was a major wake-up for me, Ann, because you knew I grew up pharmaceutically. I had all these ailments and illnesses, respiratory allergies, and, you know, when I found homeopathy and natural medicine and organic clean food, it just changed my life and reversed it here now half a century into my life. I'm so much healthier than I was when we first met in my, early 20s, maybe younger.
Yeah, if you got rid of a little bit of that gray and I couldn't see it like I can with the headset on, you would look like you're 20 years old still.
But yeah, a little pepper in the hair.
It is quite amazing the difference when you live your life with food as your first source of health.
Mm-hmm.
And water, and really good clean alkaline water, the best you can get. That makes a huge difference because we're vibrational. And that's vibrational healing.
Yeah.
And when you eat junk, whatever it may be, boy, you know, you're just setting up a recipe for disaster. One of the big things for me with a background in education is watching kids eat so much sugar. It just kills me because I know I'm traveling all over the world speaking. I know that if I ate sugar, that, I mean, I'm in beautiful restaurants. They're offering me gorgeous desserts, and my answer is no thank you because I want to be able to be well, not get sick, be around people who may be sick because I'm around thousands of people and still emerge victorious.
Right.
No sugar. It's the rule. It works.
Yeah, it's amazing how disconnected we are as a culture from food really mattering. It was about how convenient it could be, how fast you can get it, how cheap you can get it. And it's, you know, vital as far as fuel for the physical body that we inhabit while we're here.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, because I've had an NDE, I can speak from my own experience to say, I know I'm not my physical body. I know it's something that carries me around. And it was ill, I shall say that. It had ailments and pains and things that were not pleasant in my earlier years.
Yeah.
And I figured, you know, if I don't learn how to operate this machine, these doctors that now I know did not learn nutrition, that were putting synthetic toxic poisons in me. I didn't mean that they're evil and bad and they were trying to do bad to me. This is what they were trained. And that's the basis of the question. What if they learn nutrition? Would we be better off? Would we be better off if drugs were a last resort as opposed to the first thing they look to do?
Absolutely. We know right now we're in a crisis with antibiotics because they're too handy and too easy, and we ignore that fact. But if we look at the evolution, first our big problem was even having food on the planet. So then we get food, and then we want to make it available and handy. And all of that is fine. But in the evolution, you can see that we've got to be moving towards something greater. And that greater thing is actually going back to the beginning when we got food, and it was healthy food.
Mm-hmm.
and making sure that we get and eat things that are from the earth in the cleanest form that we can, and eat eggs that are happy eggs if you eat eggs, and, you know, just keep your food as happy as possible. Do that in your evolutionary process, because it's also a part of your vibration. And I want to tell you a story about a doctor. Now, this to me tells everything in terms of being responsible for your own health. When I went to college, shocking as it may seem, Scott, first year of college, the very first thing I did with my friends was smoke cigarettes. It's the first time in my life I ever had a cigarette. We smoked cigarettes, and I landed in the hospital with pneumonia. So I get out of the hospital. I was so sick that I was taken with all my belongings straight to the hospital. So they give me back my purse, my cigarettes, and everything else.
Oh, my.
And I said, the cigarettes, are they a problem? And the doctor said, no, they're not a problem. And I thought, it kind of hurts when you inhale. So I thought maybe that was connected to the pneumonia. He said, no, not at all. Okay, so I go back out in the world. I'm feeling a little better. I start smoking with my friends again. We're out having pizza. I'm smoking. I go like that for about a week. Mm-hmm. The next thing you know, guess where I am? I'm in the hospital. I have pneumonia again. I'm getting out of the hospital. And I said, don't you think that has something to do with the cigarettes? No, not at all.
Oh, man.
Scott, yes. I wasn't very smart my freshman year. Five times I landed in the hospital. Last time, I said to the doctor, okay, the reason that I'm an honor student is because I am supposed to be smart, and I think only a fool would believe that there was no connection between pneumonia and these cigarettes. I have to give it up. So then I just marshaled my friends and said, if I even look toward a cigarette, take it away from me, and that was the end of it, just that first part of my freshman year. But that doctor didn't know. He wasn't saying that maliciously. He was really sorry I was sick, but he did not have a clue. I had to stand up and go, wait a minute, I know better than this.
Well, and it seems that that's a juxtaposition, outer guidance, which can misguide you, to the inner guidance, that connection we have to the source of all sources, which is the message here.
Yes.
From inner guidance, our divine birthright. Your divine birthright, too.
Yes,
right?
Thank you, Scott.
And of course, Ann calls me Scott because she knew me when I was just a kid, right? That's why we're together here. Australians urge not to register as what? We'll find out after this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, Icon Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
To the sunset with the two sons, right?
He was wondering about his future. Would he be stuck on the farm? He knew that's there was something greater waiting for him, wasn't it?
Yep.
You know, it's interesting because there's a story out of Australia. It's a funny story. We don't have to go in depth on it, but the Australians evidently are being urged not to register as Jedis or Jedi Knights in the census because it will upset atheists who will then be considered religious or spiritual somehow. Isn't that silly? Don't be a Jedi. Be an atheist. Come on, really? Oh, my gosh. Well, that film in 1977, I was 11 years old, it sparked the imagination. It opened up worlds that, you know, and it became a religion for folks in England and now Australia. I got no comment on that except to say your message, Anne, about the universe conspiring for your best.
Well, that did spark the imagination, not just for you, Scott, but for the universe. I mean, the planet was changed forever. We all recognized there was something greater. We recognized that
the force
of love, that's what it really is. That force was here to protect us and that we could use it for our own greatest good. Now, I'm reminded what cut us off from the force, right? Mm-hmm. Luke had to learn that. It was fear.
Fear.
It was fear. It was worry. It was doubt. It was hate. Any of those things would cut you off instantly because they are not aligned with love mm-hmm. and the power that love brings. But, you know, I think the concept that there's something greater in every moment. One of the things that we also want to ward against in our hearts and minds is disappointment. Because if we can constantly believe in an upbeat way that there is something greater, if not this, then something greater is going to occur for us, then we open the door for that to happen. And that life force increases within us because mm-hmm. We open ourselves to be a greater vehicle of it. When we do that, we move out of all the dark mm-hmm. realm and into the light, and we align ourselves with the force, and we discover that we're more powerful beyond our wildest dreams.
The healing that took place for the woman who had an NDE from suicide, I asked her what saved her,
yes.
and she said it was service. She, in order to get love, she had to give love.
Yes.
She had to move that love through her, and that was so powerful. I mean, it just blew me away. And in fact, that message that you also said about, if not this, then something greater. When you get disappointed, you thought it was going to be awesome, and it's like, wait, it didn't happen, or something worse. It's something greater. Even at the Health Freedom Congress, I had heard people talk about that. That's a concept that has really made it out there.
Yep. It's really important because when we do that, when we believe that there's something greater for us, we are acknowledging that the universe is conspiring for our greatest good, right? We are acknowledging that. Whatever we acknowledge, we get more of.
Yeah.
Right? So that's why you don't want to acknowledge the dark side and wallow in the mud wrestling. You want to come out of that and move into the light.
If not this, something greater.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. You know, one of the ways that I try to tune in every day is to do a little spiritual exercise where, you know, we've all heard of chanting and mm-hmm. how it can lower blood pressure and it can help us with every aspect of our health and our mental well-being and our emotions. But it also helps to connect us more greatly with the force, with that connection. You know, the force mm-hmm. has been called
Divine Spirit.
Yeah. The Ek, the universal force, the breath of life, prana, every name imaginable. But what it really is it's the force. And so what I do is sit down and I sing an ancient name for God. The word is Hu, H-U. I learned it through Ekankar, but it's known throughout many religions of the world throughout time. And you simply sing it or think it quietly to yourself every day, and it can help align you with the force mm-hmm. because it's a very high vibration, what we talked about earlier. It just sounds like you. And when you do that, you are really aligning yourself with the vibration that many people experience that you talk to at the near-death
yeah.
group. They experience that brilliant sound and light of the inner worlds. When we align ourselves with that, we are aligning ourselves with the force.
Beautiful. The vibration of divine love. Inner guidance, our divine birthright. Thank you, Ann Archer Butcher. Always great to be with you.
Thank you so much, Scotty. I appreciate being here.
Uplifted as always. We got Ty Boulder coming up next, reminding you folks, it's the God's honest truth. You know it. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.